Set out on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our buddy Ben Baby, ESPN, covers the Bengals. Ben, welcome. We appreciate you as always. Let's jump right in with this Dalton decision. His response was justified, remarkable. He's been the good soldier forever. What was the thinking here in Cincinnati of the timing of this and not trying to get something for him? What's the thought behind this move and the timing of it?
Yeah, you know, first off, thanks for having me again on with y'all. And, you know, the timing is interesting. You know, we asked Zach Taylor when they thought that they were going to make this move, and they said after the London game, and that was over the weekend, and you know, which would have been only 48 hours before. And then they, you know, the team was off Monday, and then they came back Tuesday, and that's when Dalton was informed that he was no longer going to be the starter. And they had team meetings around 1 o'clock, and then the locker room opened to the media, and so they found out around 1 o'clock, and the deadline was at 4. And I think a lot of the frustration you saw yesterday from Dalton was, I guess, you know, the timing of it, and it, you know, with that short of a window, you don't really have a ton of time if you want your agent to go out and see if there's a market out there for you, or kind of even evaluate the situation. You don't really have time to think about it, and so, you know, I understand it from all angles here. If you're Dalton, you want to do everything you can to stay on the field. And if you think that, you know, especially given his contract situation, you know, the Bengals can cut him with no loss. You know, he's about a $17 million hit on the cap next year. He's not, you know, his deal expires at the end of next year. So, you know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're Andy Dalton. And then on the flip side, you know, the Bengals probably view Dalton. I mean, I think a lot of teams wouldn't mind having Dalton as a backup quarterback at the very least. And so if you're Cincinnati, you've got insurance in case something happens to Ryan Finley, you're not going to Jake Dolagala. But, you know, I think that there's a lot of things to consider when looking at this. But Dalton yesterday was understandably upset, and, you know, I get it.
Well, Ben, I mean, for the Bengals side of things, they need, if the season is going to continue to go the way it is, where they have the first or the second pick, you got to find out what you have in Finley, right? I mean, you have to know at some point, hey, do we need to draft a QB this high, or what do we have in this kid? I mean, isn't that kind of probably the thinking of – I understand the timing of it looks bad. It looks terrible. I mean, from the birthday to the just no time for him to get a trade or see what's out there. But if you're the Bengals, you got to find out sooner or later what you have on the roster, correct?
Yeah, I definitely think you do, because, you know, you don't, you know, you could go and do what Arizona's done the last couple of years and go get quarterbacks and back-to-backs. But, you know, I think that you want to know, you don't want to waste a pick that high. And if you feel like, you know, Ryan Finley has what it takes to be the starter long-term, then you do need to find that out now. I think that, you know, I think a lot of us wondered if that change was going to occur maybe in December, when you've got the Jets, you know, the Dolphins and the Patriots on the schedule there. I think that would have been a good test for him. And, you know, also if you're you know, I think that's a good time to explore what you've got in a young quarterback at that point of the year. You know, I was surprised it came this early. I thought if anything, it could have came, you know, I think the timing was a little weird. I thought it maybe could have came after the Jacksonville game, after Dalton threw three picks and, you know, Zach Taylor kind of opened the door a little bit for a potential change at some point later on this season. But no, I think that there's, that, you know, that's going to be, you know, Andy Dalton went, you know, said yesterday, whenever Zach Taylor told him about the benching, you know, part of the reasoning was we need to find out what we have in Finley before the draft. And so, you know, even though the Bengals haven't really admitted it or Taylor said it, I think, you know, we're now officially in a rebuild mode, and they've got to see what they have as they get into the 2020 draft.
Yeah, and Ben, they are in a rebuild mode. I don't know. I'm certain that's not what Mike Brown wanted to be, is in a rebuild mode. I think everything they've done recently in draft was to try to get, you know, the last drops out of Dalton's talent and to keep the, you know, this young core, if they get AJ healthy and all these things, to try and do that. They're not going to get anybody in free agency, so it has to be to the draft, which then begs the next question. They had tradable assets. I mean, the Saints wanted AJ Green. You probably could have gotten something for Dalton. Maybe Chicago would have been interested. Maybe you get a fourth round pick, third round pick. I mean, I wonder about Atkins. I wonder about Eifert. I know the tackle whose name escapes me. The Browns probably would have been interested in that. I mean, that's five guys and a bunch of picks. Wouldn't that have made more sense if you are in a rebuild?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you, to be quite honest. Like, you know, I think that's kind of one of the baffling things about this whole situation is that, you know, why they didn't go out and get more picks. And, you know, maybe they felt that they weren't getting the proper value in return. And, you know, they were getting shortchanged, but you know, and you know, they felt like they were going to get taken advantage of in the trade market. I guess that could be one way to go about it. But I think at this point, you know, when you look at where the franchise is right now, I think what you're saying is correct. I think the best option would have been to go get picks for all the players that you can, and you know, and then see and try to get some young talent in here and kind of figure out where this franchise is headed next. You know, as the roster stands now, you know, I think there's going to be – you're going to have to take a critical eye to a lot of key spots. And, you know, you've got a lot of players aging at key positions. You've got a lot of inexperience at different spots, and not really good inexperience. Inexperience where, you know, guys maybe with low ceilings are playing in some pivotal roles. And so, you know, I think that there's a lot of questions that need to be asked about what needs to be done to overhaul this roster. And, you know, I think common sense would have been that the more picks you could get going into 2020, that would have been better for, you know, the future of a rebuild. But, you know, I think that's one of the questions that the front office needs to answer is, you know, do they themselves, you know, feel like this roster is only a year or two away or longer? And you know, I think most of us think that it might be a little bit longer, but yeah, it just depends on the approach they're going to take.
Ben, I have a question about AJ Green's comments, basically sign me to a long-term deal or let me go. It's kind of been – it's interesting timing for him to make that because it sounds like he thought maybe he would be moved. He's not. Well, just don't franchise me, right? Like, give me the respect of a long-term deal or let me go. But he's also made comments in the past about how much he admires Larry Fitzgerald and he's stuck with one team for his career. Where do you see this going after the season with AJ?
So – AJ said a lot of things, and I think the preference is that he would rather have a long-term, you know, I think he would rather have a long-term deal. However, he understands that if it's not really, if they franchise him, he doesn't really have a choice. You know, they can choose to franchise him if they want. And AJ said, you know, specifically yesterday, he said, I'm not going to hold out. You know, I'll show up and cash the checks for that 1 year, you know, and that's kind of how that'll work. And so, you know, AJ, you know, he's definitely not in favor of a franchise tag. Yeah, I think he wants like you said, a long-term deal, but you know, he said, I'm not going to turn down free money. And I'll, you know, if they end up franchising me, then I'll end up playing here. So, you know, I think, you know, the right thing to do would be if you feel that AJ Green is important to the future of the franchise, and obviously since you're going to keep him and resign, then the plan is if you're not going to move him by the deadline, you're going to resign him and at 32, you know, he's going to want a good amount of money, and you know, one could argue that it is well deserved. And we could have a whole other discussion about the AJ Green contract situation and where it fits in the Bengals' long term future. But you know, I think that you know he stumped yesterday for a long term deal. But you know, if he gets franchised, he said he'll live with it. And so know, I imagine that the Bengals will look at probably giving him a long term deal. Given what they've done recently with their veterans, it would be a little bit surprising if they give him a franchise tag for a year.
Ben Baby, ESPN, thanks for your time, bud. We appreciate you.
Thanks as always. Yes, sir.